Here's a USA one, which is quite solid here. I hear activity on there, like a lot of activity. NJ7N on Orcas Island, 224.480, tone 103.5. That should be solid in Cloverdale.
Nope, can't trigger that one. And I also cannot trigger 223960.
Oh, really? I wonder what's going on. Oh, UBC. VE7RHS 224.700. 700. I can connect to that one by way of IRLP. 224700, tone 100. Oh, yep, I just keyed it up with the rubber duck. Oh, somebody else just did. Must have been you.
Yeah, that was me. Full skill.
Oh, there we go. That's on the gauge tower at UBC, out towards the extreme west side of Vancouver. Oh, yeah, yeah, you get that one. That one's solid, and it's got IRLP on it. But, yeah, I heard somebody say that the Surrey one was down, so that could be why you can't key it up. So, yeah, good to be aware of all these 220 repeaters in the area. And there's a couple in Whatcom County. I hear a lot of activity on 224480, though, NJ7N.
Something I've noticed since I've been back on the box is the Washington State and even the local 6 and 10 meter repeaters are NLA. No longer available.
Oh, really? You mean you can't key them up, or something doesn't let you activate them or something?
I can't do 6 meters right now because that radio is off to the doctor. But before it went, I tried. I used to get Mount McDonald very well, 52.830. Pardon me, yeah, 52.830, that's correct. And 52.870, and I couldn't trigger either of those. And then there was the 10-meter repeater in Washington State. That was, hang on, let me go over to my memory channels and my HF here. And that was, which one was that? That was 29, it'll take me a moment to find it, 29680 I think it was? Yeah, there it is, 29680. That doesn't seem to be there anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's been there for years on Lookout Mountain outside of Bellingham. W7A and B, I think. A call sign. Oh, yeah, I know that one. 29680, tone 110.9. Offset minus 100 kilohertz. The standard 10-meter offset. Huh. It used to have a link on it to 70 centimeters. Like, it operated... It was a dual band repeater operated simultaneously, 442750. So if you had a handheld on UHF, you could get out onto the 10-meter band with a handheld. At least.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but I just tried it on the 29680, and correct offset, correct tone, and there's nothing there. And when I looked it up earlier, it was showing the big red X on the repeater report that it's not there anymore.
Oh, the Mount Baker Amateur Radio Group, I believe, sponsored that one. There was a grand total of one 10-meter repeater in Washington State, zero in B.C. I remember somebody talking about establishing one. They used to say that we're going to get a 10-meter repeater going, and so on, possibly a split-site type repeater, but didn't hear any more about it. So Washington State is devoid of 10-meter repeaters.
Yeah, when this radio I'm on right now used to be in my car back in the day. I didn't have the 220 board in it. I used to have I had a 6-meter board in it for a while, and I had a 10-meter board in it for a while, and I used to talk on that 29680 a fair bit. Really excellent coverage, but unfortunately it's not there anymore. These are the sign of the times.
Yeah, I'll have to ask somebody who is in the know the reason why. Anybody connected with the Mount Baker Amateur Radio Group, one of the Bellingham repeaters, 14674, somebody on there might have some idea. That was nice having a 10-meter repeater operating, a repeater that low in the spectrum. I think that's as low as FM operations go, as far as FM on the amateur bands. I think they're doing FM on the 11-meter band now, but nothing below that as far as FM goes.
Yeah, I've heard there's FM on 11-meter band now. Not that I'm paying much attention to that, but I think for that band, AM and sideband is still going to reign king.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to beat that. I'm just looking at the net roster here. I connect to a 10-meter repeater on 29.670 on, let's see, Thursday afternoons, and I think it's Monday. I'm checking my net list here. Thursday afternoon, 5:30. Thursday afternoon, hang on here. Oh, there it is, yeah. 29680. Thursdays at 5:30 p.m. I connect to a 10-meter repeater there, and they have a net on the 10-meter repeater, but it's not a repeater around here. It's a little more distance. I guess you could hear it when the conditions are right.
670?
Yeah, 29.670. Let me look at the list here. Hold on here. Oh, tone 103.5, 29.670. KD0WPK repeater in Des Moines, Iowa, which I think you can hear from here when the 10-meter band is open. But they have a net on that repeater on Sunday nights at 5:30 and another one at 5:30 on Thursday nights, and I connect up to it.
Oh, okay. 70 and 103.5. I'll have to put that in the memory and see if I can connect.
Yeah, when the 10-meter band is open, I guess right now it'd be like a VHF, local ground wave only. It was nice having a 10-meter repeater like within ground wave reach of here. It wouldn't matter if the skip was in or not. You could get something on 10 meters at night. There's something else on 10 meters that you can hear at night, too, or 24 hours a day. There's a propagation beacon in Maple Ridge on 28.197, the VE7MTY 10-meter propagation beacon. I can hear that from here.
I heard a call earlier today. I didn't have a chance to get back to him that I remember from way back. And that was Harry, VE7HCP. He used to have a 6-meter. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Too bad you weren't on here an hour or two ago. He was on here. HCP. Yeah, he was right here on RPT. I was talking to him and COJ and a couple of others. When was that? Around 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I'm right here. P7HCP.
Oh, there we go. We were talking about 6-meter repeaters and 10 meters too, but 6 meters.
VE7HCP, VA7XM, Harry, good evening to you. Is it still? Yeah, it's still evening. You probably recall me from my previous call sign, which I still hold, which was VE7CFL.
Oh, wow. That's what, 20 years ago? No. I've been licensed since 90. Yeah, 90. That's Mark, right?
Good memory, Henry. Harry. Yeah, when Dave and Ron used to have that Tawasan little bit of a pirate repeater going.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, nice to hear you. It's been a long time. That's right. just bring back memories. I've been listening. What I've been doing is I purchased one of those El Cheapo TID radios, the H9, and I'm just trying to figure out how to program it. And I had you guys in the volume in the background. And I'm actually listening to you going, listening to the voice, right? And it's like, it sounds familiar, but so far a distance. And then all of a sudden you said HCP. Yeah, there's a call sign I haven't heard in a long time. And I go, okay, now maybe I should just break in and see who it is.
Well, it's been at least 15 years, because I've been in this house since 2010, and I've only recently got the station back up and running. But, I remember way back, we used to talk a little bit, and I still have the old call, still in, to my name, but I use this new one more, because, it's a two-letter, I like it.
Yeah, and I believe when we talked, I used to have a Kenwood TS-690S, like Dave. 690. That's and a four-element 6-meter beam. That rocked. That was great back in the early years. I got rid of it and et cetera, et cetera. A lot of things have happened since then. But, it's... nice to hear you again, but it's been many years.
And here you are, and here I am. Of course, here's Rox too. It's good to hear you, Harry. speaking of Ron and Dave, have you heard from HKR or CVX at all?
Yeah, Dave. I talked to Dave quite a bit on a messenger type thing. And Ron, I not so much. Ron, I suspect, he's still around, but I don't know specifics. He still has a call sign and stuff, but I know that he did move from his old place in where he used to live.
Okay. All right. Well, times change, things change, I changed. You know, I'm in a different location as well, but it's good to hear